the background, we're listening to Wildcatting doing Venusian Baby Name. They are playing the CAD on art opening Saturday night. They're going to go on around 9 o'clock. They're playing with the Reddies, and it's a rather interesting art opening. It's photographs. A guy has used a 3D camera, and he's shot bands around town. Speaking of bands around town, we've got Count Basie and the Pleasure Tones playing Guy Halloran Saturday night. Pat Pred is playing the 4th Avenue Gallery up in Ann Arbor Friday afternoon. He's starting at 4, playing until about 6:30. Of course, we got Dally in the Alley happening this weekend. And a lot of other great music. Let me see. At Club Bart, they've got the Soul Explosion and Even Exchange. And Dirty Mitten Funk Band is playing the New Way Bar in Ferndale Friday night. And Cougar the Tiger is playing Northern Lights on Saturday night. We're just about ready to go live, but I wanted to remind you that there is a festival going on in Brighton in downtown Shopping District this Saturday and Sunday. It's called Smokin' Jazz and Barbecue Blues. Paul Miles, Sky Covington, Priscilla Price, and Timbo Bravo will be playing, as well as some out-of-town bands, including Little Brian and the Zydeco Travelers. And at the Miami, they're having a benefit for the Children's Hospital of Michigan, and they are having a punk fest. 10 bands from Michigan and Ohio that are coming together and playing at that. I don't know if we're exactly ready to go yet, so we're going to put on some Mick Bassett, who's going to be playing at the at the Dally in the Alley this weekend, and check that out again. It's happening Saturday. Here we go.
Swords with the shakes, the chattering teeth and the quakes, and the saints are marching out on the run, their fingers on the triggers of guns, while the moon awakes, it knows exactly what's at stake. And the firemen have taken to bed. You're on, now they said. Now you swear this place is rising up, and you never ever let it down. In the pen, the pigs are howling now. And say you're at ease, but the night birds, they know who is right, and you tremble like the buildings tonight. Now the wake of moments have passed, the tragic ways of concrete beating the alone with the rats, with the prairies, with the traps. And you know that this place is rising up, and you never ever let it down. In the streets the rats are howling now. Ooh, to give out.
Alrighty, I'm going to bring Mick Bassett down, doing seconds Avenue Plunge. He's going to be playing the Dally in the Alley about 4 in the afternoon. That's happening Saturday in the Cass Corridor area. And we're about to go live with Mr. Here Mister in the studio. Are you out there?
Yes, we are.
All right. Welcome to WHFR.
Thank you very much.
And, well, you want to give people a sample of your music, and then we'll try to talk about it?
Yes.
All righty.
Love to. All right, this song is called Arctic Winds.
Can't you see me freeze in these Arctic winds? Judas never done me wrong. Well, he's a
okay.
Mr. Here, Mr.
And we've got Mr. White in the house.
Mr. That's White, right. Mr. Here, Mr.
Well, Mr., could you tell me who these two Misters are?
Certainly.
Yeah, my name is Nate German.
My name is Ross Hurst.
And you two are Mr. Mister?
Mr. Here, Mr.
Here, Mr.
Mr. Here, Mr.
We hear each other.
What are you guys playing today? I know you got an acoustic guitar there.
Yeah, we're playing with the acoustic and two electrics.
Piano and just a few songs from our album. Well, a lot of
A lot of songs from our album.
I screwed it up. Okay. Well, your description was shoegazer music. I'm wondering, is that something you created the thought of, or is that an actual genre of music?
Yeah, that's genre of music that was actually coined by Enemy. And I guess, I don't know, is that what explains this, Ross?
Well, this album, I think, is a pretty good sum up of just an experimental shoegaze sound.
Because it's got lots of sounds from other places as well, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we tried to explore as many places as possible with this album.
Wanted to try as much as we could in this album, even though it's almost at a minimal level with instruments and whatnot.
Okay, and I understand that your synthesizer is broken, so we're going to listen to something off the CD itself to hear one of the songs. What do we have queued up?
This song is called The Hunter.
Part 2.
Yeah, it's part 2 of...
of the first song.
Yeah.
The first song we played going right into The Hunter normally is how it works.
Then why don't we go right into it?
Okay.
That would be great.
That's Mr. Here, Mr. Right here on the in the live drive at 5. That was off their new record. In fact, what is that new record?
It's called The Great Revification.
Revivification.
Yeah. Or Revivification. It doesn't really matter.
That's a made-up word?
No. It's the.
It's just a very complicated word.
We make up words like shoegaze and revivification.
All right. So, yeah, revive. Okay. Well, it's a pleasure having you here today.
Thanks for having us.
And why don't we just keep the music rolling along? What will it be next from Mr. Here, Mr.?
This song is called Reborn, which is kind of a self-titled song of the CD.
Yeah.
Where I the exoskeleton
And we have Mr. Here Mister in the live drive at 5 playing songs off their brand new record, The Great Revivification.
Playing them live, though.
Yes. And, in fact, where can people contact Mr. Hey Mister?
Mr. Here Mister.
Oh, excuse me.
Sorry. You can contact us on MySpace. We like answering questions and talking and meeting friends.
We like reading messages when we come home at night.
Yeah. We don't have much of lives, so.
And that Mr. is H-E-A-R.
Yes. Yeah. It's the concept of someone hearing himself.
Yeah,
going insane.
Going mad.
Going mad.
I seem to have lost my pick.
I can't see anything because I have to take my glasses off and you're just a blur. So I doubt I'll see a little yellow blur somewhere.
That's okay. Okay.
Okay, so people can contact you at your MySpace site.
Yep, which is myspace.com/MrHereMister.
Alrighty.
Okay, are we going to just keep the music rolling along when you're ready?
Oh, yeah. It's going to just keep rolling.
Making waves here.
Making waves. Surf's up.
Get that, Ryan Wilson? That's good. This next song is called Journey to the West. It's about my move back from Toronto. Right, Ross?
Yep.
All right. Journey to the West.
Count it off.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5, we have Mr. Here Mister. In fact, who's the main songwriter for this band?
Well, I guess I am. I started off just writing songs by myself and, just going by the name Nate German. And then when I moved back from Toronto...
We finally got the chance to start the band back up again.
Yeah.
In full swing.
So we started to go by Mr. Here, Mister, and...
I started recording the album and decided that there had to be a little bit more to the album.
Yeah.
So we got our minds together and
I
wrote
kinda,
up a few more.
I kind of wrote the structure of most of the songs, but Ross definitely beefed them up and he had a huge influence on the music.
But it wouldn't be anything without the both of us playing it.
Yep. Actually, I have to switch guitars. I didn't realize that.
Okay. In fact, while they switch guitars, I want to remind people, if you've missed part of the show, you can always check out the podcast, which starts right at 6 o'clock. You can check it out by going to our website, www.whfr.fm, and just look for the big button that says Live Drive. Hit that button, and you'll go to our podcast page and just pick out today's date, which is the 10th. So, are you all set?
Yes, we are.
All right. Well, in fact, you are playing the Great Revivification in its entirety today, aren't you?
No, not in its entirety.
We're missing this. We have a song that's 12 minutes long called The Celebration, and it's about a serial killer. And
well, we'll leave him at home today.
Yeah, he's gone.
Okay, what's it going to be next?
This song is called Particles.
Yep. This is pretty much a song about feeling as low as you can and, you know, wishing for some sort of salvation and hope. So.
Like, yeah, I hope playing it makes you feel better.
It does, actually. That's why I wrote it. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I've been wronged. I've
Mister.
Very nice.
In fact, you guys got started when when Nate came back from Toronto. What more can you tell us about Mister Here, Mister?
Well, the band started off as a band called Nate German and the Recipes, which was a full band and it was more Americana, alt country. Then I moved to Toronto. And I was away from my friends and away from family and literally losing my mind. I didn't have any sort of contact. And I felt like my soul and personality was decaying and dying. And I started to realize towards the end of, moving back from Toronto that I was sort of being revived as a new person. It's like shedding your skin and becoming more than you were. And so I had all these songs, and it took almost 3 years for us to put this album together, but we decided to put out this album called The Great Revivification. I can't even pronounce the word. We decided to put that out under the name Mr. Here, Mister.
Which was actually a song that we recorded back when we had the full five-piece rock Americana band.
Mister Here, Mister. It was a song about losing your mind, so it just fit.
Now, not and all your songs are about madness, is it?
Well, no, it's a concept album. Yeah. So.
And the title of our name, Mister Here, Mister, as of right now, is a two-piece. Also has like the double meaning of we hearing each other and
hearing voices.
we're feeding off each other to create music too. So it has like a little bit of a double meaning as well.
Yeah. Wow, okay. You guys are pretty deep.
I guess so.
Well, it's a pleasure having you here today.
Thank you very much.
And can you play something else for us?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. This next song is called The Air. This is our favorite song because we have to tune down, and it's always the most frustrating thing to do live and discreetly on a radio. Okay.
Well, take all the time you need.
Thank you.
Breathe in the air, breathe in the air, breathe.
Ross, you've got an interesting sound to your guitar. It's almost sometimes, I don't know, doesn't even, I can't describe the sound, and you don't have a wah-wah pedal or anything.
It's a tape echo. I'm a fan of the 50s and music and the sound of the 50s, and I thought a weird tape echo would sound nice and also oddly.
In fact, what kind of equipment do you use there?
This mic isn't on, apparently.
Oh, the mic is here now?
Okay.
Yeah.
Just moved over? Well.
Yeah, we're going to have some actual piano from the WHFR's piano being played.
Yeah, I'm really excited to play this because we play
on Casios.
I understand you guys actually recorded this yourself at home?
Yeah. It was when we got our taxes back. Well, when I got my taxes back. Yeah, I didn't work here last year.
Yeah, I was in Canada.
Which he still owes me for. Yeah. But we bought a recording equipment and or a program and an interface and decided to spend my tax money recording and record an album.
The process of recording it was actually really interesting and frustrating at the same time. It was at the time my mother just had major back surgery, and she has a problem with sleepwalking, so we would be in the garage in the middle of the night recording because everyone's asleep, so we figure, okay, we're not going to be bothered, so we record, and all of a sudden we hear the door open, and my mom, who just had major back surgery, is crawling up the stairs to go out to the garage.
Or she fell asleep on the stairs going down to come and see us.
Songs of madness.
So that was always interesting. Yeah.
Interesting element to the environment.
Yeah, so it didn't make recording as easy as it normally is for a lot of people.
Oh, it still wouldn't have been easy. We had just problems with Cubase and...
Oh, yeah.
It was just one thing after another. But the albums, when we finished the album, it was like the happiest day of our life.
I remember there was a moment in the air, high-fiving.
Yeah.
And... being pretty happy.
We high-fived a lot, actually.
All right, so...
Well, tell me, where can people pick up this album, The Great Revivification?
They can go on MySpace and email us.
Yeah, just contact us and, and then we'll just figure out a way to send you the CD. And, you know, whenever we're playing shows, too, we have the CD available.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but you don't have any in the next couple of weeks, do you?
We have quite a bit still.
Oh, no, shows.
Shows.
No shows.
Plenty of CDs, no shows.
We're supposed to have a show in Kalamazoo next Thursday.
But we don't have proper transportation.
Yeah, it's all the way out in Kalamazoo. We're both in school, and...
It's on a Thursday, so that's not...
Yeah,
it doesn't work out that well.
If just in case, We have a show at the Strut in Kalamazoo on the 17th.
In fact, where will that be at?
The Strut.
The Strut.
Okay.
Well, we really appreciate you managed to get in here today.
Oh, thank you for having us.
And you're all at the piano now and ready to get going?
Yes.
All righty. So what do you have for us?
This song is called Spirit Intact. And
this closes out the album.
Yeah, it's a really important song on the album. Not only is it the last song, but...
it's the song that I think makes you feel actually reborn at the end of it.
All right.
After just hearing about
it's an actual the positive track song.
The track beforehand being about a serial killer is a nice. What do you call it? Can't think of the word.
Well, I don't know the word you're speaking of. I just got the
psycho killer.
Well, it's a metaphor. The song is a metaphor for a bad breakup, but. Of course, yeah, I try to think of the most demented thing possible to use as a metaphor.
Well,
so it's a good thing to close out a nice.
Well, tell me, you do have 12 minutes left to your show.
Yeah. Oh, I do. Huh?
Yeah, we still have about 12 minutes.
If you want to save that last song for a while? If you've got something
else, or stretch
else?
It out.
Yeah, well, I'm
we
just
gaze
I'll
at
just,
our shoes we'll a little longer.
Yeah, I don't know. We weren't planning on playing any more songs, so
we do have. Never mind.
Which one?
A 10-minute long song.
Oh, I'm not playing that song.
This is live, folks. We're
yeah. Okay.
We're
going to play Spirit Intact, and then we might close off with another song because something will come.
In fact, either that or we could pull something else off of your CD.
We'll work on
it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we've got the time.
Okay. This song is called Spirit Intact.
Alrighty.
Thank you.
Oh, that was very nice. You made our piano sound real good.
voice got a little cracky.
We're listening to Mr. Hear Mister here on the station Making Waves. And after the show is over, it will be available as a podcast at whfr.fm. And I want to thank Alan Cantino, who did a great job today setting up the sound. We couldn't do the show without him.
He did a great job.
It's been a real pleasure having you guys in the house. I want to thank you because you've opened my eyes to a whole area of music I'd probably been ignoring.
Oh,
shoegazer music.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure being here, trust me.
Yes.
Okay, well.
Yeah, we hear lots of different influences in there, so it's always interesting to see what people can do.
Yes. Actually, we can... listen to one more song off of the album.
Okay.
The song is called Something Will Come. It's the second track on the CD. It's technically the first song after the introduction, and it kind of sets the mood for, what do you think, Ross?
It sets the mood for the album.
Yeah, being revived. It's kind of the
hoping...
The decaying scene.
Yeah, hoping something will come.
Yeah.
In the future.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't have any gigs that we can promote right now, but on the Motor Calendar, we play music from bands that have got gigs in the upcoming week. And be sure to keep in touch and let us know, because I'm anxious to play this. It's been in our library. Other DJs have been playing it, but we certainly want to get it on the air as much as possible.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Remind people that they can go to your MySpace site and contact you there.
Yes.
And, is your mother okay?
Finally.
She survived her back surgery.
She survived her back surgery.
And the recordings.
Yes, and she still sleepwalks, but that's okay.
Okay, so we're going to listen to a cut off the great Revivification?
Revivification. I have a hard time pronouncing it, too. We call it the Great Rev.
Yeah, Great Rev for short.
Okay, Something Will Come. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Can I pick myself up again? After the wind gently picks my feet up.
one time for the bass.
A long, long time ago, a galaxy far, far away, a terrible struggle ensued. In this time of strife, a tiny child came forth, and when the smoke had cleared, and the dust had dried, it was revealed to all the child was the great Rob, with two bees that had been prophesied throughout the land to host the Jump Button, home of dork cheek video game music and stuff on WHFR FM.
Rob! Rob with two bees! The Jump Button's awesome, his show is the best, putting other radio shows to the test. He made his name playing songs from Game. Now the web knows his name.
Two bees!
Rob with two bees. With Mr. Anderson, who lends a hand to him, they're a dynamic duo. The Jump Button is the best.
The Jump Button is the best.
Radio show.
No one can stop him, but the FCC tries.
Rob's
leaky players, he's quite a surprise. He's on from games and from anime and cartoons. What's his name? Rob with two bees. Checking him out on the net. Are you ready to go? The Jump Button is the best.
Let's
go.
All of our radio belong to Rob. Kick off the chair.